The very first man. Now God was ready for his most important creation. He had made the earth already, and now he was about to make a man. But he did not just say, "Let a man appear." No, he did something extra special. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." And the Lord formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. It was on this earth that God decided to do something different than he had ever done before. When God created the angels, he spoke what he wanted, and they were created. Angels were made full grown, and although they are wise and wonderful beings, there was never any boy angels or girl angels, and angels do not have baby angels. If God wanted 100 angels, he spoke, and there was 100 angels. But on this earth, God did something else. He made animals and man, male and female. He made them able to have babies like themselves. Why did he do this? Well, I am sure he had many reasons that we could not even understand. But one reason was he wanted man to have a little understanding of what a creator feels like. So he made man able to create in man's image as God created in his image. The power all came from God, of course, but God was sharing some of his creative ability with the creatures on this earth. The animals could also have babies, but man was different from the animals. He could think about the wonderful things around him and tell his thoughts in words. He could move about and work, sing, and pray. He could even get to know God as a part of God's family. Man was given creative ability. He could plan, make things, and would be able to understand God in a special way. God called the man Adam and made him to be the caretaker of all the earth. He was to have dominion or power over the fish and over the birds and all the living things in all the earth. Man was to love and care for the animals as God loved and cared for all his creatures. God showed Adam all of the animals, and Adam gave each of them a name. What Adam called them was their name. For the Lord gave Adam wisdom to name every creature just right. As Adam saw all the animals, he saw there were boys and girls of each kind. But he did not see any other person like himself. God said that it was not good for man to be alone. So now he caused Adam to fall asleep. And again he did something special. He did not just say, "Let there be a woman." Oh, no. He took a rib from Adam and made a lovely woman. And when Adam woke up, God brought her to Adam. He wanted them both to realize that though they were separate people, they were to be one in thought and purpose. Adam said she would be called woman because she came from man. He called her Eve, and she was his wife, companion, and friend. Adam and Eve were to be the father and mother of all the people who should live on the earth. God saw all that he had made, and now he said it was very good, and the evening and the morning were the sixth day. On day one he made light, and on day four he made bodies for that light. On day two he made air and water spaces. And on day five, he filled those spaces with life. On day three, he made land and filled it with food. And on day six, he filled that space with living things. Now 6 days had passed, and God's work of creation was finished. Then he gave another special gift to mankind. He made one more space. He made the seventh day. And he did something wonderful. He filled that space with himself. As the sun began to set on the sixth day, And the seventh day began, the Lord rested from all his work and set aside that special time to spend with man. He called the day Sabbath, which means the Father's rest. He did not rest because he was tired, but because his work was finished. By resting on the seventh day, God set an example to man to rest on this day and remember his great Creator and spend the day with him. As he did this, he was promising to always be there in that space of time, ready to be with his children in a special way. There was no other day that God entered into in that special way. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, made it special, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. The Sabbath is God's special memorial of his work of creation, and it comes to us week by week. It is the birthday of the world. It can never be lost, and it will last forever. As the Lord looked at the earth he had made, and at the happy, loving man and woman, he saw that all his work was very good. Therefore he was glad about it. And all the angels in heaven were glad too and sang happy songs. God knew that this special creation he had made, sharing some of his own creation ability, would one day cause him much pain. But as he looked at Adam and Eve that first Sabbath, he felt it was worth it.